Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Hello, Jacksonville, Florida, and this is Apostle Kimberly Daniels here in the studio live at Praise 107.9 with another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. You know, as you can see, if you're watching on Facebook Live, I have a special guest with me, and to my radio listening office audience, I'm going to introduce her to you in a minute. I am so excited. Just drove in from South Florida, a powerful time at Jesus Peace People Proclaim in Deerfield Beach, Florida. We had a powerful time in God, and I am excited to be back in my city. Had my first week of committee week in Tallahassee, Florida, you know, as a state representative, and I have done some new legislation. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But first, let's get into a few things. I have been traveling around and talking to my partners, my followers, my brothers and sisters in the Christ about increasing your spiritual vocabulary, not just your spiritual vocabulary, but your spiritual warfare vocabulary. So today we're headlining the scripture that the devil is defeated by the blood of the Lamb.
All the time.
And the word of our testimony. But before we get into this powerful testimony, I want to give you a few words to increase your spiritual warfare vocabulary. The first word is terrestrial high place. Terrestrial high place. And this is the high places that men build in the earth realm. And the Bible says that Hezekiah tore down the high places. An example of a high place is Nehushtan. Nehushtan was the stick with the snake on it that the people looked to be healed. And that was the will of God for a time. But after that time, people stopped looking to God and they kept looking to the stick with the snake on it. And you know, even in this time in the medical business, the medical symbol, the symbols at hospital is a stick with a snake on it. Y'all ain't gonna tell me that the Bible is not sure and for real, okay? Nehushtan, and the Bible says Hezekiah tore it down and said it wasn't no worth the material it was made out of. It wasn't nothing but a trifling object. And so I just want you to remember the term terrestrial high place and a terrestrial. Y'all go ahead and put that on Facebook Live. Nehushtan, 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 Nehushtan. And that's idolatrous stuff. When we begin to, even God may give us something to do. He may say have a revival. He may say do this and do that, but we can't make that our God. We have to move on when it's time to move on. God may say use oil. He may say fast, but you can't make fasting your God. You can't make oil your God. Jesus is Lord. Yes. So another term I want to bring to your attention is celestial high place. This is the place where demonic activity operates in the second heaven. Say second heaven activity. A lot of folk don't understand that even when the scripture Ephesians, the second chapter, it talks about the prince of the power of the air who rule over the children of disobedience. And it gives three categories: the careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving. Put that on the screen, Facebook. Careless, rebellious, and unbelieving. Listen, we can't be careless about the things of God. We got to be sensitive. We got to be meticulous. We got to pay attention. We can't be rebellious. We got to be obedient. And more than anything, I am a believer. I don't know about you, but I believe God for whatever I have to believe him for. There's four more terms that I want to give you to increase your spiritual warfare vocabulary. The first heaven, second heaven, and third heaven. That's the next three terms. First heaven, second heaven, and third heaven. See, people just say heaven, but I just want to let you know that we're not just going to heaven. We're going to the heaven of heavens. Mm-hmm. And the first heaven is the heaven that includes what you see in the physical realm, the sun, the moon, the stars. It's called the hupsos, H-U-P-S-O-S, hupsos, the sky, or the upper atmosphere that arches over the earth. That's the first heaven. That's what you can see. Now, the second heaven is the abode of the prince of the power of the air, who's positioned between the first heaven and the third heaven. And I want you to remember this word, hupsoma, H-U-P-S-O-M-A, hupsoma. It is high place, a high thing. The Bible talks about in Corinthians, anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, that's hupsoma. See, sometimes me and, you know, my kids or some of those that spoke a word, we know hupsoma. Somebody, they operating in pride and they think they all that. We were looking at each other like hupsoma. They don't even know what we're talking about. Hupsoma. See, there's a spiritual language that you can speak that will confuse the enemy. And there is a language of the spirit. There is a warfare language. Mm-hmm. So remember the hupsoma, the stronghold, the high thing that exalts itself against God. And the third heaven, this is the heaven of heavens, the heaven with a capital H. This is where the Most High God resides, the heaven of heavens, the throne room. And this is hupsistos, and that's H-U-P-S-I-S-T-O-S. God, I want to see hupsistos. I want to see the heaven of heaven, the highest of heaven, the Most High heaven, where the Most High God abides. And the last term that we're going to talk about today is witchcraft.
Jesus.
Now, there are a lot of people who say, I don't believe in witchcraft. Well, if you don't believe in witchcraft, you don't believe in the Bible. Because witchcraft is clearly stated in the Bible.
Yes, it is.
The Bible says that witchcraft works fluently through dirty hearts. You know, the sixth chapter of Proverbs lists seven things that God hates. And one of them is that a heart that manufactures wickedness. In other words, the devil didn't make you do it. You know, there are some things that created out of the wickedness of the heart of a man. And Jeremiah said, the heart is so wicked, who can know it? Okay. And David prayed that God would give him a clean heart and renew a right spirit. See, witchcraft is as the sin of rebellion, and it's the work of the flesh. So if you don't believe in cauldrons, and if you don't believe in voodoo, you better believe in rebellion, and you better believe in flesh.
Yes.
So that is the end of our little word study for our spiritual warfare, increasing of our vocabulary. And right now, I just want to take this time to give you the number that we will have some folk calling in. And just just looking at my hype man. Y'all got to see him. He is off the chain. Call in to 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Put it on the screen. Write it down, because when I tell you to call in, you can call 904-296-2251. I'm about to introduce a young lady to you that she and I, we met at the Potter's House in the restaurant, and her pastor is one of the most powerful men I know. I mean, he's an entrepreneur, he's a man of God, he's a prophet, he's an evangelist, and he's a man with a pastor's heart. Mm-hmm. Bishop Von McLaughlin of the Potter's House on the west side of town, one of the biggest providers of jobs on the west side. I'm very excited that he's a man, a child of the King,
Jesus,
an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ.
Yes,
but I'm going to introduce to you one of his babies and my baby sister, okay? And we're going to talk about her testimony and her story. We're going to talk about some of the things that God is doing evangelically, even through the government, the political system, even through what laws that are being passed right now.
Yes.
But go ahead and give everybody your name and your, just say a little something, and then I want to tell them what your prior occupation used to be. Go ahead.
Well, my name is Rosalyn. Everybody know me as Roxy. I am a member of the Potter's House International Ministries. I am a daughter of the ministry. Thank God for my spiritual father, Bishop Von McLaughlin, and Lady McLaughlin. They have been so awesome in my life. They have been a part of this transition. God sent me to the potter's house, and my dad prophesied over my life and placed me under his wing. And thank you, Lord, as I would have been. I'm going to let her introduce me where I came from before I say that part.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm going to let you say it. Okay. But this, see, my testimony, people are like, oh, she used to be on the streets. Mm-hmm. You know, she was waving cars down, smoking dope, cussing folk out, doing whatever you do when you're on the streets, okay? But I always told people that you think my testimony is something, you wait till you see the folk that's coming along after me, because this next generation of folk, you know, they're going to cast out devils and take names later, okay?
That's right.
So, Sister Roxy, okay, my sister used to be a dancer, okay, and she wasn't dancing.
I wasn't no ballet dancer.
She wasn't a ballet dancer. She was a stripper. And when I heard her testimony, it rocked my world, because she's a mighty woman of God. See, folk always want to take you back and try to remind you where you come out and what you used to be.
Mm.
But I don't want to be around nobody that ain't never been through nothing, never done nothing. But this sister told her testimony of how she transitioned. Now, can you talk about the church that you were in and what you tried to do, what they did, and then what Bishop Vaughn did? Could you just, that story excites me.
Well, I was a member of another large ministry before I transitioned to the Potter's House. Before the Lord led me to the Potter's House, I'm not going to say the name of that ministry, but God had started drawing me out the strip clubs, you know. I had a visitation from God. And
Wait, stop right there. You got to slow it down for the folk that don't catch it.
Okay.
You said you were still in the strip club and you had a visitation from the Lord.
From the Lord.
Go ahead and
still
talk.
Still stripping, taking X pills, and God visit me. He will meet you right where you are.
Hallelujah.
That's the awesome thing about our God. He will meet you right where you are. But I was at another ministry, and I was in my transition, and I was asking for help. I went to them. I was a faithful tither, sower.
Wait a minute. You was stripping and tithing.
Stripping and tithing.
Okay, let's keep going.
Stripping and tithing. But, you know, I loved God. I loved him. I knew it was something in me. It was a God-sized hole in me. And I just had this hunger for God, no matter what, you know. But once again, I went to the ministry. I told them that I needed some help. I was in transition. And they told me.
In other words, you had to make a transition. Because the Bible says you come out of the kingdom of darkness into the marvelous light. And so we need some folk to help folk transition. We're talking about winning souls today. We're talking about evangelism.
Definitely.
So this sister say she needed some help in her transition.
I needed some help in my transition. You can't do this thing alone.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't think that you can do it alone. You need somebody, and you got to speak up. You got to be honest with people. Don't try to act like you all that in a bag of chips, because you're not. You got to really be honest with somebody. But God will lead you to the right somebody, because I was going on my own help, asking who I...
And well, let me ask you something. You was making a lot of money.
I was making some money.
Oh, yeah, you was making some money? You wasn't busted and disgusted and couldn't be trusted. You came to God with a pocket full of money. So it wasn't that you needed money. It wasn't that you needed provision. Something was still missing in your heart.
It was something missing. In my transition, God was telling me to stop stripping, but at the same time, I didn't have, to be honest, I didn't have that faith just to lean on God. I was trying to depend on man. I was trying to do it my way instead of doing it God's way. So that's one thing I would say. And when I went to the ministry that I was a part of at that time, they denied me.
What do you mean they denied you?
They was like, we can't help you.
Wow.
They told me that they couldn't help me, and it hurt me to my heart.
It's the sick that need a physician. Listen, if we can't help drug addicts, homosexuals, prostitutes, strippers, you know, folk that are suicidal, depressed, you know, then what kind of business are we in the church?
That's a shame. They told me they could not help me, and it hurt me to my heart. I kept on stripping, and I kept on loving God. I kept paying my tithes. I kept going there. And one day I was coming home. I was I'm a field organizer, so I'm into politics.
You a field organizer?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, girl. Yes, why you ain't been my field organizer?
I surely will be.
Okay, well, thank you.
No problem.
Because I know you can organize the field.
I surely can. I'm telling you, every way.
I can feel the anointing on you. Because, mm-hmm. Listen, let me tell you something. When we come out of these extreme backgrounds, you know, God use us extreme in other ways. Mm-hmm. But go ahead and tell us about the angel that God sent into your life.
Yeah, so I was listening to 107.9 on a Friday night, and I heard Bishop Von McLaughlin telling his testimony, how he got saved with weed in one hand. Well, I'm going to leave his testimony for him to tell, but it drew me to him.
So, he got saved with weed in one hand and what else?
He could tell it better than I can.
I don't care, but I want to know what he had. Come on now, you better tell him.
He said weed in one hand and a fifth of Jack Daniels in another
okay,
hand.
Okay, that's what I need to hear, baby. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, but that drew me, and I downloaded the app and took it in the house, and God met me right where I was at once again, and the Holy Spirit came in. I cried out to God, and I asked God if it was meant for me to visit the Potter's house, because I was still a part of this other ministry, which I was dedicated to. And God gave me the okay, so I started visiting. And as soon as I walked in, the love drew me. God said, love covers a multitude of sins.
Wow. And then you talked about how even... when you got in trouble and you almost did time, was you saved then?
I was still stripping.
You were still stripping?
Still stripping.
But tell me the testimony about how you almost became, you almost went to prison.
I almost went to prison. A girl, I was in Brunswick, Georgia. I went there. I'm originally from Brunswick, Georgia. I went there to get my hair done. It was my birthday weekend. And I was attacked in the hair salon. You know, I went there. That was not my intention to get into nothing. I actually had just was in an accident also prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-fiance ran me into a guardrail. So I was going through so much, and this person did not even know that when she attacked me. So
she attacked you? What do you mean she attacked you?
Basically, like, you know, wanted to fight, fist fight.
And what did you do?
And I had glass coming out of my forehead. She didn't know that part, though.
What do you mean you had glass?
I was in an accident. My ex-fiance ran me into a guardrail. My head hit the windshield. The sheriff said, baby, you got some angels watching over you because you were supposed to be dead.
Wow. And see, God was just moving all the time, right?
He was just moving.
So when the girl attacked you, what did you do?
Well, we fought about two times, and then the last time the hairdresser was trying to fix my hair, and I told her, I said, well, she's going to attack me again. She said, no, I'm not going to let her
she
attack you.
She kept attacking you? That's crazy. Yeah.
So when my back was turned, she hit me with, I don't know if she hit me with a fist or whatever she hit me with, but she hit me.
And what did you do?
I turned around and picked up the curling irons, and her friend say, put that girl curling irons down. Don't mess up her curling irons.
This crazy. So what you did after that?
Then I picked up the blade, and she said,
and you cut her.
And she, no, she said, that's what I wanted you to do.
Oh, really? She wanted you to cut her.
That's what she said. It. That's
and
what
did you
she said.
Did you do her will? Yeah, but anyway, that's what she come out of. But God delivered her.
Yes,
God delivered you, and you didn't go to jail. You didn't get the time. You didn't get the probation.
Well, we got to slow down for a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so guess what? So God used that negative to draw me. That was my drawing. He started drawing me. I was in jail praying, Lord, if it's meant for me to go to jail, God. I'm going to jail, but I'm coming out of jail preaching, Lord. I'm coming out of jail doing your will. I'm going to be in jail saving some souls because I knew it was something that God had for me to do. So I went to Tampa, Florida, going to script once again. I was going to script, you know, and my auntie, she started talking about witchcraft and stuff like that, spraying bleach and water. I'm getting these demons out of here. I say, oh no, auntie, we going back. We come from this. I picked up that Bible and I started reading that Bible, and right there, God took over her body. People thought I was crazy. I was telling them I had a visitation from God. God came down. He didn't tell me I wasn't going to prison. He said, go through it. You're my child. I got you. Go through that thing. And sure enough, you know, only person believed me was my grandmother. We went through it, came back. I got acquitted, not guilty, by way of self-defense.
Wow. Acquitted, not guilty, by way of self-defense.
But let me tell you one part. When we was in the courtroom, my attorney asked her to imitate how hard she hit me when my back was turned. And she swung her arm so hard, she had on some ball braces. They flew off of her arm, almost hit one of the jurors in the head. And that's nothing but the power of God. Nothing but the power of God. He has a sense of humor. I'm going to tell you, God a little gangster. He's a little gangster now. That's why they call him G. Big G, that is. He is gangster. And he got a sense of humor.
But when the rubber hits the road, the sister was let go, okay, and did not get a record. But, you know, I'm just so glad that, you know, I got to meet you, and now you're a successful young lady. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
You've blossomed into, you know, just the beginning, but you're budding. Mm-hmm. You haven't even blossomed yet. Because right. I believe, you know, as I'm speaking to you, y'all look at this young lady. She is going to travel the world, and where I've been, the places that I've been, she will go 10 times. 10 times the books, 10 times the doors, 10 times the nation.
Yes, Lord.
Because she submitted to her covering. She submitted to her pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
She's not just submitted, but she's committed.
Thank you,
now,
Lord.
Listen, I just we're going to take time and we're going to pray for some people. You have a powerful testimony. I mean, I never cut nobody.
You know? But I want to add something to that. Thank God now me and this young lady, we are friends. I love her to death. And God has even allowed me to minister to her. And the glory that's on my life is drawing her. We've been inboxing one another. She said, I want it. You got me just wanting God so bad. And now that's the glory of God.
Yeah, when you cut somebody and then they want the glory you got.
Lord knows I didn't want to, and you know I know she know that there was a mistake, you know, but God don't
care. You know
care
I'm just sitting there, I'm messing with you. I am messing with you because when she was at my church and she said, I said, what you do? She said, I cut her. I said, woo. But everybody heal, everybody deliver, everybody where they need to be at.
Right.
All things work out for the good of those who love the Lord. And I've been through some stuff, you know, and we go through because God wants us to grow through. Okay, so right now we're going to take the time and ask those of you who want to call in. Me and my sister going to pray for you right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we praying for souls, you know. You know, we believe in God for souls. You know, when you do the work of the kingdom, and you can go ahead and call in at 904-296-2251. We got three people on the line. Yeah. Oh, they on the line already. We'll let it rip. Go to the first caller then. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hey,
Apostle. My name is Octavia Reedy. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just love, love, love you, and I appreciate your testimony, Ms. Roxy. That has really helped me, and I know that's helped a lot of people. My prayer is... for me to be ready, to be positioned. I want to go to the next level in the Holy Ghost with the speaking in tongues.
We can stop right there, baby. Are you ready to be filled with the Holy Ghost? You know, you done said the magic word right there.
Yeah, you filled me with the Holy Ghost when you came to Fervor Prayer in Indianapolis.
Well, ain't nothing to it but to do it. Lift your hands up right where you at, one hand, and hold that other hand on the phone or whatever you got. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Right now, just repeat after me, sister. You just go ahead and receive your prayer language. You're already filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you speak mysteries unto God. And when the enemy don't know what you're saying. Nobody knows what you're saying, but God knows. You're speaking mysteries unto him. Lord. And you're also building up your most holy faith. So out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, baby, you got to have this prayer language. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in another tongue. There it is. Go ahead. Open your mouth and go ahead and begin to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can't speak in English and in the Holy Ghost at one time. Put your hand on your belly and begin to pray. There it is right now. Loose that tongue right now. Be filled. That's it right now. Be filled with the Holy Ghost.
We thank you for
hallelujah. Now listen, I want you to listen to me. You cannot speak in English and in tongues at the same time.
Okay.
Don't even talk. Let whatever happen, just loose that tongue and let it go. Just close your eyes and flow. People need to know that when you ask God to be filled, truly he will fill you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead. Open your mouth and talk to your daddy in the Holy Ghost. And you need to go spend some time with God and just begin to pray in your heavenly language. Because he's already filled you. Thank God, Basoto. There it is. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living. That dam is broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want you to go off and get off to yourself and just continue to pray. Okay. God's already filled you. I want you to continue. Call me back, too. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I will. I love y'all. God bless you.
All right. You keep praying, though. You keep praying. Hallelujah.
I will.
Let's go to the next caller. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. I just need some prayer about something that's been a serious matter for the last year or so. I bought your book, Give It Back, Apostle Kimberly, and it's been ministering to me, but on my husband's side of the family, and even I realize on my side of family, there's a lot of witchcraft. And since I've been reading the book, it's been a lot of warfare. My husband, who I'm married to, his grandmother is like the matriarch of the family. And
can you do me a favor and back up from the phone a little bit? It seems like you're so close that it's muffled a little bit. I can hear you now. I can hear you. Go ahead.
I ordered your book, Give It Back, and the book had been ministering to me about a lot of things. And when I read the book, I was reading it through a book club. And the thing is that on my husband's side of the family, there's a lot of witchcraft. And even when reading the book, I realized it on my side of the family as well. And since I've been reading the book, I've dealt with a lot of warfare. And I don't know what it is about it, but I just don't want to get weary and well doing like reading and praying and interceding even for my marriage, because my husband's grandmother said she was going to get rid of me. And I mean, she got rid of his ex-wife, and it's a lot of like control and manipulation in the family.
Okay, well, listen, let me go ahead and say something to you.
Yes,
you're tapping in to a realm of power.
Yes,
and darkness is hitting light. And you know what? Walk it out. You know, you're in the right direction. The enemy isn't fighting nothing. He's fighting something. But I plead the blood of Jesus over you in the name of Jesus. I bind the witchcraft up your family side, up your husband's side, up your mother's side, up your father's side, because God has given us power over all the power of the enemy. And let me tell you something. One thing you have to be careful of, we're doing the warfare, but we have to see God as bigger. You know, and when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises the standard. So we're not going to focus on the flood. We're going to focus on the raising of the standard. I plead the blood of Jesus over you in the name of Jesus. If most of us look, we'll find out that a lot of us got witchcraft going through all these different sides of our family, because we don't even know what witchcraft. A lot of time people don't know what it is. So don't focus on that. You focus on the power of God, the anointing of God, and the word of the Lord unto you, sister, is move forward. Don't back up. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. God, love you, sis. Okay. We got another caller on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm just trying to get some help. It is just hard for me to just pray. I just want to pray. And it just seems like it is such a struggle for me.
To pray?
Yes.
Okay, come on, Roxy, pray for her right now.
We're going to ask God to revitalize her, oh God. Lord, we ask for a fresh anointing, fresh and new. Fill her up, oh God. We bind up the hands of the enemy, the attacking of her mind.
In Jesus'
we take
name.
Control of that right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Sister, we have power and authority over the enemy. So right now, we take authority over the enemy that's trying to steal your mind and your thoughts. And we thank you right now that you are concentrated on the love of God, on everything he has bought you from, everything he has done for you. So just begin to concentrate on that. Concentrate on everything he has done for you. Many times he has bought you out. And just begin to lay and rest your mind on that. And the more you think about it, the more you'll get into his presence, the more you'll go to that next level.
Hallelujah,
where you're trying
Jesus.
To get at.
Thank
and
you,
just
God.
Go on a fast also, my sister. That will humble you down. A fast will break you down. You will quench that natural and that Hallelujah. Spiritual will come up out of you, what you asking for from God. So we thank you right now for vitalizing her, oh God. We thank you right now for setting a fire on her, Lord, and giving her that hunger again, giving her that thirst again for you and your word, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you right now for just surrounding thank her you, and your hedge of protection all around and about her. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you. If there's anybody out Hallelujah. There that's from Overseer Hallelujah. Greg James Church, Life International. Can you please put the name of the church and the Thank address up there? Because we're going to be in Thank Tallahassee, Jesus. Prophet Karn and I, for apostolic and prophetic meeting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. Can somebody please? I know you're on there. I saw some of my sisters from Life Church. If you could just go ahead and put the address of Life Church, because we're going to meet you right there Thursday night, starting out live with Prophet Brian Karn with that crisp prophetic anointing that's on his life. Do we have somebody else? And for those of you who want to call in, the number is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. My name is Brenda, and I'm calling. I'm in a time of grief over my oldest daughter passing 2 years ago. Not really having had the time to grieve. I went through a divorce at the same time. My pastor of almost 30 years passed September the same year, so it's just hitting me. Real heavy.
Well, you know what, sister? We touch and agree with you right now that the angels of the Lord will be encamped around you, and that the Holy Spirit Himself will wrap you up in the loving arms of God. But I bind those demonic dominoes where one thing keeps happening after the other, where one domino is knocking another one down and knocking another one down and knocking another one down in the name of Jesus. And I pray and decree and declare that God will give you a time of rest. Sister, I just feel like something's sitting in your chest. I just need you to just take a deep breath in and breathe out. Come on, breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And I command that spirit of grief that's trying to turn into death, that will even try to attack your body, to be loosed from you right now in the name of Jesus. And I believe that God is going to bring restoration. I know that the enemy has come in and you have had great loss, but ahead of you, I see great light for that great loss. And we pray for you. We lift up your arms and we cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, I pray, sister. Yes, breathe. Breathe.
Yes,
breathe. Breathe.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Sister Shirley Pittman. I saw you there. Thank you. That's Life Church International, 4409 Bluntstown Highway, Talent. Listen, y'all, from Jacksonville, Florida, it's nothing but a hop, skip, and a drop to come right down there and get a prophetic word and experience the apostolic delivering power, healing power, where God will even settle some issues that have been ruling over your head for a long time. I believe that there's going to be a settling of some matters. And when you bring your things to the altar in Tallahassee, Prophet Karn is going to be ministering Thursday night, a strong prophetic word. And he's going to sandwich my apostolic ministry on Friday night, and then we're going to finish it out on Saturday night. We're going to be praying at the Capitol. We're praying for all the things that's going on in Florida right now. I think we got another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello, hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm a friend of Barbara's. My name is Nikki. I just wanted to mention how she, you know, made a change in my life as well. She invited me. She's an old coworker, and she invited me to church. And ever since I've been going to church, I've just had a drastic change in my life. And I just want to let her know that I love her, and I really, really appreciate what God's doing in her life and mine as well.
So you're saying you appreciate what God's doing in Roxy's life?
Yes.
And it's actually been affecting my life as well. God has changed me around. I've really rededicated my life back, and it's just been amazing.
Wow. There's not just demonic dominoes. That's a Holy Ghost domino. We just this one hitting that one hitting that one hitting that one. Yes. God taking us from level to level and glory to glory. My iron sharpening your iron. And thank you for calling in with that praise report, sister. Keep praying for us. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Y'all go ahead and hit
you.
Those hearts for lives that are changed. Listen. There are folk that are busted, disgusted, can't even be trusted. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in nothing. They don't even believe in themselves. Okay? But I'm telling you, one thing that cannot be denied is a changed life. One thing that cannot be denied is somebody who has been delivered from a pit and taken to a place of prosperity in God. Not just money, but peace, but joy. You sleep good when you go to bed at night. You wake up in peace
in
the morning. And you know, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Things aren't perfect, but God delivers us from every arrow of the enemy. Sometimes I just wake up and say, come on, devil, make my day. If the devil ain't doing nothing and coming at me, that make me think I ain't doing nothing. So hey, you know, let's rock and roll in the Holy Ghost. Let's fight the good fight of faith. And stay on the front line. We got somebody else on the line right now. Those phones are...